On tonight's show, our knockout rounds preview for the 2024 NBA Cup.
Putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep and Havlicek steals it. Over the stand zone. Havlicek stole the ball. It's all over.
An early 70s throwback. The Bucks and Knicks top the East. The Thunder steal first in the West. Magic and Mavericks earn wildcard spots. And much more to come. Everyone, and welcome back to the Crossover Across Time podcast for our second episode of our Tuesday night here, December 3rd of 2024. Again, we're previewing the knockout rounds. We're on to the main marquee portion of the NBA Cup and its schedule. Of course, we've finalized group play. Tonight was the last night of group play, and our eight teams have been decided for the knockout rounds of the actual tournament portion itself. First of all, I'm your host, Carson Keel. Welcome to the show and or welcome back to the show. Both previous listeners and brand new listeners alike, thank you for tuning in. We really can't thank you enough for your support on the show. This second episode is going to be pretty brief. We'll cover some of the games a little more in depth from tonight's action, but ultimately we're going to talk about the matchups, the schedule, get you set for what to expect for the upcoming knockout rounds and the intrigue that they hold. And so let's start with the two biggest matchups, or at least the two big matchups in the Eastern Conference. We knew, of course, that the Hawks had clinched East Group C, and so it was down to A and B, and the final games for the two leaders in both of those groups, so four total teams, were going to decide the winner of those groups. We start with the Detroit Pistons hosting the Milwaukee Bucks, both 3-0 in group play going into this final game. In Detroit, of course, if you followed us up to this point in the season, you may have seen that I had a weekly prediction early on after the Pistons' first game of group play, and they won. I think it was against the Heat in that game. I said that the Pistons would win this group, and so I was excited here. They have a chance to actually fulfill that prediction. Unfortunately, Milwaukee has just been too good lately. The Pistons have been a little too inconsistent. Cade Cunningham just barely getting back. He's playing well, but not enough. The Bucks win this game. Final score 128-107 as the Bucks undefeated. One of only two teams to go undefeated in group play this year as they officially clinch that spot. They clinch group B, it is, and the Pistons were left to hope they could slide in a wild card position. Looking at the box scores here for the teams, we'll start with the Pistons. Cunningham still solid, 23 points, 6 assists, and 5 boards. Very efficient shooting numbers. Not really much more you can ask for if they really needed more scoring from him, but they, other guys could have stepped up. They got 16 points from Tobias Harris, who also had 3 steals and a block. They got 15 points from Tim Hardaway Jr., starting at the other forward. Both of those guys had almost identical shooting numbers. Each of them, Harris and Hardaway, were 5 of 10 from the floor and 2 of 5 from 3, and they also both made all their free throws. Jalen Duren, 11 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks. Not terrible. Jaden Ivey only 8 points, though. A little bit lackluster alongside Cunningham, perhaps, and then Beasley not really a factor off the bench as well. Meanwhile, for the Bucks, they were led by Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. What else is new? 28 for Giannis with 8 assists, 7 boards. He had 6 turnovers, but just didn't seem to matter as he shot 10 of 11 from the floor, blistering 91%. Then he got 27 points from Damian Lillard, who also had 5 assists and 4 boards in the game, 5 of 11 shooting from 3-point range. So a great combination. Again, those two guys, very effective. We know they're one of the best duos in the league when they're firing on all cylinders, of course. Outside of those guys, they had 4 other players in double figures. We talked about just earlier today the episode about we mentioned a Bucks recap. We talked about Gary Trent Jr. needing to do more. Well, he did more in this game. 16 points off the bench in only 26 minutes. He was 3 of 5 from 3-point range in this one. 2 steals along with 3 boards, 2 assists. Great all-around game. Love to see that from Trent and what he brings to the Bucks and his offensive potential. They got 14 points each from both Torian Prince and Bobby Portis off the bench. Prince starting, that is, Portis off the bench, and then 11 from AJ Green as well. He was a perfect 4 of 4 from the floor, including 3 of 3 from three-point range. Just the Bucks were the better team. Again, they've been one of the top teams over the last 2 or 3 weeks with the way that they've played, and they've rocketed up the standings in the Eastern Conference. In fact, if we were to look at the regular season standings now, the Bucks currently sit at 5th in the East, a full game ahead of the Atlanta Hawks, who have moved up themselves into 6th. So the Bucks right back up in the top mix in the Eastern Conference, that top third. You know, credit to them. Pistons trying to still find some solid ground. They're doing better than they were last season, of course, but still. Great win for Milwaukee. They are advancing to the knockout rounds. Pistons, we're waiting to see where they might fall into the wild card situation. Let's go to that other game in that same category. East Group A, Knicks and Magic. Both teams 3-0 going into this game. The winner was going to be the winner of that group, and the other would have to await the fortunes of the wild card and the other teams and how all that sorted out. Knicks led big in this game. Magic closed it slightly at the end, but still dominant win for the Knicks here. Final score 121-106 in the Garden in this game. They win Group A, and you know, beating a Magic team after their recent winning and their defensive domination, it's a real testament to how good the Knicks can be and have been a lot of points this season. Box scores for the Magic, they're led by Franz Wagner, 30 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals. You know, still doing a very, very good job being the lead guy in place of Paolo Banchero, who hopefully can return somewhat soon, and this Magic team could be even more deadly. They got 20 off the bench with 12 boards from his brother, Moritz Wagner, who continues to be a very, very good backup big in this league. 2 steals and a block for him as well. They got 14 points from Jalen Suggs, who had 2 steals and a block, and then they got 10 points off the bench from Cole Anthony. A number of other guys picking up some baskets. They didn't shoot that well from three as a team, only 23%. You compare that to the Knicks shooting 42% from three and 50% from the floor. That's tough to overcome. Knicks led by all their starters, double-figure scorers. They also had 18 off the bench from Miles McBride. Karl-Anthony Towns leading them in scoring with 23 points and 15 rebounds, as well as 2 blocks. 2 of 5 from three, one of his solid games, and three-point shooting outings. They got 19 from Mikal Bridges, who had 5 assists, 2 steals. 21 points from Jalen Brunson with 4 assists. 18 from OG Anunoby. 11 from Josh Hart, who had another triple-double. 13 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals. Just one of the more underrated players. His impact that he brings in all facets of the game, really. He's been sensational. So 6 guys in double figures, red-hot 3-point shooting. McBride was 5 of 7 from 3, and OG Anunoby was 4 of 7 from 3. Just unbelievable shooting nights for both those guys, and the team as a whole was really shooting the ball pretty well. They get the win. They clinch East Group A, and again, the Magic and the Pistons both waiting to see what happened in the wild card as the night went on. Those are the two games where you knew the winner was going to clinch their group. Let's talk about some other games. Cavaliers winning at home against the Wizards. Neither team, you know, getting a result of consequence to them in terms of this. Both had been eliminated. Cavaliers win 118-87. Donovan Mitchell 19 points in that game. Cavaliers now 19-3 on the season, still the best record in the NBA. That game coming out of East Group C. We go to East Group A. Philadelphia 76ers won in Charlotte against the Hornets 110-104. Again, both teams eliminated, but still good quality win for the Sixers. 5-14, much better than 3-14 or 3-13. They're starting to hopefully have maybe their Bucks turnaround. We'll see if they can have that same kind of momentum and longevity that the Bucks run had. Then the Toronto Raptors won at home against the Indiana Pacers, 122-111. Again, both teams already eliminated, but still a strong win for the Raptors. 35 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds for Scottie Barnes, sort of playing a point guard position-ish on this lineup for this game. Very interesting to note. West Group B, this game ended up being pretty important. Oklahoma City Thunder win at home against the Utah Jazz, 133-106. That much, not very surprising. Of course, the Jazz struggling to get many wins at all this season, but the Thunder now 3-1 after that win. They needed that. Just the previous game, they were looking to avoid elimination. This win was to strengthen their chance to earn the spot of either the group winner or a wild card spot in, you know, because the West was a little bit wide open, and especially West Group B was super wide open in many ways. So we'll go quick box score notes here for the Thunder. Jalen Williams stepped up, 28 points for him, big game with 3 steals. They got 26 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 7 assists, 3 steals for him as well. Team shot fairly efficiently, 52% from the floor. Isaiah Hartenstein, 5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, a block. 3 steals also for Cason Wallace, so the perimeter defense, also Aaron Wiggins with 3 steals off the bench, really getting it done. 16 points for Wiggins, 19 off the bench as well for Isaiah Joe, who was 5 of 9 from 3. 12 points for Cason Wallace, who we mentioned before, you know, just to beat the Jazz, who are reeling. The Jazz don't have a lot of answers for much right now as the Thunder get that win. And again, we'll talk about the Thunder a little bit more later on. Then in West Group C, similar thing as far as the Mavericks getting a win, first of all, so they're now 3-1, 121-116, a final at home against the Memphis Grizzlies, as the Mavericks, rather. Grizzlies, that was going to be interesting. Mavericks looking to clinch their group with that, Warriors already clinched that group, looking to see if they could earn a wild card type of spot, rather. With a win, they get the win against the Grizzlies. Luka, 37 points, 12 boards in that game. So again, awaiting that wild card situation. We go to the Suns, another big West Group B matchup. Same group to the Thunder. The Suns and Spurs both with opportunities to try and slip into the wild card type picture, or even winning the group, but it was the Suns winning at home against the Spurs, 104-93, the final there. Durant and Wemby both with some highlight plays, kind of coming against each other at various points, but again, Suns get the win. Box score for the Spurs, they were led by Devin Vassell, who had 25 points off the bench in just 27 minutes. He was 4 of 5 from 3. Outside of that, they had 4 other guys in double figures. No one with more than 16, though. That was Stephon Castle with 16. 15 for Wemby. 13 rebounds, 7 assists as well. Brutal shooting night from the 3-point line. 1 of 9. A lot of fans on social media very vocal about the fact that he needs to take more of his shots inside. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. That's just the statement that they're going to have. And, you know, when you have a guy of his size, it's understandable, that position. Jeremy Sohan, 14 points, 12 boards, and then 10 points also for Keldon Johnson off the bench. Then you look at the Suns, and it was Devin Booker, 29 points, leading the charge for them. 9 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Stuff in the stat sheet there. They got 16 from Tyus Jones, 13 from Durant. He didn't take that many shots. He was efficient, but only 13 points in the game. 10 points for both Bradley Beal and Royce O'Neal. Beal not taking a ton of shots either. He did have 9 rebounds, though. Solid team play, enough to beat the Spurs, and they get the win, setting themselves up to be in contention for a knockout round type of spot with that type of win. 3 more games, and none of these other games had too much bearing on at least the teams involved and their knockout round scenarios, but they affected other teams that were waiting for the wild card situation, starting with the Kings winning at home against the Houston Rockets. Final score 120-111 there. Kings led by Domantas Sabonis's 27 points. Then it was the Denver Nuggets winning at home against the Golden State Warriors, 119-115. The final, Jokic, 38 points, 10 boards, and 6 assists, another near triple-double. Curry with 24 points and 11 assists in the loss. And then finally, the Los Angeles Clippers winning at home against the Portland Trailblazers, 127-105, the final there. Norman Powell, his second game back, or second or third game back after injury, 30 points in the game. That wraps up our games from tonight. So that concludes the group play portion of the tournament, as we said. Let me go ahead and see if I can get the exact clinching scenarios pulled up, because I think that's what we really want to dive into here. Scenarios after the games played tonight. Oklahoma City clinched West Group B with their win over the Jazz, and they had the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Phoenix Suns. So they got that group victory, and they actually ended up the first seed overall in the whole thing. They were nearing elimination, and suddenly they're the first seed in the Western Conference side of things, at least. So congratulations to the Thunder for earning that spot. Dallas Mavericks clinched the West wild card. Mavericks into the West wild card. So it's Thunder, Rockets, Warriors, and then Mavericks in the wild card with their win over the Memphis Grizzlies, and then also their point differential tiebreaker over Phoenix. Again, Oklahoma City's tiebreaker was head-to-head tiebreaker. Mavericks' tiebreaker was the point differential. So Mavericks slide in ahead of Phoenix. Milwaukee clinched East Group B with their win. New York clinched it with the win over Orlando. Orlando clinches the East wild card, so they still earn that spot. They had the point differential tiebreaker over both Detroit and Boston, who are those other two teams in the running. Detroit eliminated with the point differential, and Boston eliminated. Phoenix eliminated with the head-to-head tiebreaker and the point differential tiebreaker. San Antonio was eliminated after their loss to the Phoenix Suns. So that wrapped up the latest scenarios for group play. And with that, we are left with our bracket. And again, I do apologize, I don't have a visual for the video podcast. Didn't have the time to get that punched up quite in time to record the podcast. But in the East, we'll start in the East. The number one seed, the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, one of only two teams to go undefeated. The other was the New York Knicks. So both of the undefeated teams in this year's group play were in the Eastern Conference. So the Bucks, your number one seed. They earned that over the Knicks due to their point differential. Bucks a plus 50 across their four games compared to the Knicks plus 30. So they're the number one seed. Knicks the number two seed. The three seed, the Atlanta Hawks, of course, the team that bested the team, you know, the Giants and the Celtics and the Cavaliers to win their group. Hawks will then travel to the Garden in New York to face the Knicks, and Trae Young in the Garden for this type of situation. I'm previewing a bit the actual matchup talk, but that's an exciting prospect. Again, the Magic, the wild card, they get that fourth spot as a wild card, and they face the top seeded Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum in that game. There's your Eastern Conference groups, or matchups rather. Again, Bucks versus Magic, and then Knicks versus Hawks. New York and Milwaukee are host sites there. In the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, your number one seed, they earned that with their point differential plus 45. Your second seed, the Houston Rockets, point differential plus 40. And then your three seed, the Golden State Warriors, just a point differential of 8. And then your wild card, of course, the Dallas Mavericks. They get that fourth spot matchup against the Thunder. So your West teams or your West matchups, Thunder hosting the Mavericks, Rockets hosting the Warriors. Those are your teams. And, I'm excited for this. I think there's a ton of intriguing matchups here. Let's get into schedule. Let's talk about when these games are happening. It's going to be next week that they'll start. So we'll preview these again later this week and into the beginning of next week when these games will be starting. So next Tuesday, December 10th, we'll have two games. It'll be your wild card matchups versus the leading teams in each conference. Orlando Magic in Milwaukee against the Bucks. That's at 7 o'clock on TNT next Tuesday, the 10th. And then the Dallas Mavericks in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. Your 4-1 again, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on TNT Tuesday, December 10th. The following day, the 11th, a Wednesday, the Atlanta Hawks will be in New York to face the Knicks. That's on 7 o'clock on ESPN Eastern Standard Time. And then your Warriors in Houston against the Rockets, 9:30 TNT again, Eastern Standard Time on December 11th. So that's those first set of games. Those, of course, at home sites for the higher seeds. After that, the remaining four teams will go to Vegas December 14th and then December 17th for the semifinals and championship, respectively. We'll see how those play out. Just a couple, quick couple of minute previews for each of these matchups. The first one I'll start with, again, the one I'm most excited about, 2-3 in the East. Hawks in New York in the Garden against the Knicks. I hope that Trae Young has one of his, we see a flashback to that playoff series in which the Hawks upset the Knicks, and I think it was the first round, and then they went on to beat the Sixers and then played the Bucks. If the Hawks win and the Bucks win, we could have a rematch of that too, but Trae Young in the Garden and the reception he can get from those fans, I think, is just too much fun. Can't wait to see that one. As far as which team would win it, though, I think the Knicks are just a better team. I think Jalen Brunson's a better point guard than Trae Young. He wins that matchup, and the Knicks have Karl Anthony Towns inside, and Clint Capella is still effective defensively, but I'm not sure he has the mobility to really be an answer for Cat the way he's played over the last few weeks, potentially, so I'd go Knicks there. The other matchup in the East, let's go there. Bucks hosting the Magic. This is interesting. The Magic, of course, one of the top defensive teams that's been there. Calling card, that's been, you know, Jamal Mosley, what he's done for this team over the last couple of seasons and what's made them successful. Now playing a Bucks team where defense has been a question mark, and that's been a point of emphasis. They've wanted to improve that going forward. So that's an interesting dichotomy. But without Paolo Banchero, even though they've still played very well, you know, I think Banchero being able to match up with Giannis, that's a missing element. Of course, they'll have Batadze inside filling in for Carter Jr. as well as Mo Wagner. They've got Franz Wagner, but he's more of a wing scoring guy, at least in my mind. He does have good size. But I think Giannis, the way he's played at home especially, they could have a great chance to dominate that matchup, though. So, yeah, going with the higher seeds, but they're higher seeds for a reason, right? Those are my Eastern takes and previews potentially. Western Conference, 2-3. Rockets hosting the Warriors. Of course, Steph Curry in the lineup, anything goes. You know, I think that in this type of, you know, they weren't in the in-season tournament last year, as it was called then. They're not. They're now in the NBA Cup. Curry in this situation, he's got nothing to lose. I mean, of course, he has a Hall of Fame resume already. Why not see if they can go win this cup? Even if he's having to carry him for a couple of games, I mean, that's nothing. It's not like he's having to carry him for multiple playoff series. So Warriors could be dangerous, excuse me, against the tough, especially against the young Rockets team, but they've been tough. They're another great defensive team and, of course, a great rebounding team, as we talked about on our previous episode, leading the league in rebounds per game by a good margin. And that's a big issue for the Warriors, who are, of course, play undersized, but it could be a big big issue potentially for the Warriors. Playing undersized, you know, Trayce Jackson-Davis and Draymond Green, their main centers. Kevon Looney still on the roster, but not, you know, getting much of an impact or opportunity here. I think, I don't know. I would lean towards Warriors just because of Curry and what he can do, but I won't be surprised if the Rockets win that either. And then our 1-4 matchup, playoff rematch, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe I am, that conference semifinal from last season, Mavericks Thunder. Of course, this game going to be in Oklahoma City, and the Mavericks surging as of late. Thunder looking strong, especially with Hartenstein making his debut and the way that he's played early. SGA with clutch play late. Luka in the lineup again. There are strengths to both these teams in this matchup. In OKC, though, a really underrated home court environment. Those fans can get really passionate, and this is their first chance to have this type of real atmosphere for this NBA Cup. I'm going to go with the Thunder being a little more likely to win that type of matchup, and that would make for a Thunder-Warriors matchup in that semifinal in Vegas, which would be super intriguing as well. But just some quick takes, some quick previews to some of the things to look for in each of those matchups. Again, should be a lot of fun. These matchups start next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th. Semifinals that Saturday the 14th, and the championship Tuesday night of December 17th. So within the next couple weeks, the knockout rounds will go through their entirety. We'll see a champion crowned, a winner of the cup, and all that good stuff. We've got our final eight teams. Let's see how it all shakes out going forward. So again, that's basically our episode. Just wanted to quickly preview those matchups and the games and what to expect going forward. Thank you again for listening, for being patient with us as we're getting caught up from, you know, missing a little bit of action. Again, we won't do an episode tomorrow, but since we did two episodes today to cover Monday and Wednesday in a sort of different way, just two episodes Monday, but we will be back with you on Friday for our normal Friday episode. We'll, of course, throw in one or two Wednesday segments as well, but should be a great show. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you on Friday's show.